Us, and before that was Milo Korbensky with All Hallows Grieve. Also, I wanted to give a nice big shout out and thank you to Rohan for his commentary on our commentary.
Oh yeah, thank you, Rohan.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put on a nice long voiceover song for the next one, and you can call in if you want. The number is 855-915-9636. It's also on the website. We'll talk to you soon, Rohan.
Friend of the show.
Big friend of the show. She turned the nightlight on and blew him a kiss. He stared back.
that's the show.
Alright, we're back. Behind us now, backing us through this wonderful journey that is waiting for Rohan to call us so we can ask him silly questions, is Ashra with Ocean of Tenderness. And before that we had Fiddlar with No Waves, Penelope Isles with Leipzig.
I want to say the one before.
Go for it.
Okay. Like a Lady by Pom Poko.
Yeah. There's the phone.
Oh.
Can you hear it ring? No one ever calls me when I'm on air. Yeah, you can.
That's crazy. Someone says if it's a real phone.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you. You're on air. Please don't. Please don't swear.
How's it going, Max?
It's going well. How are you doing, Rohan?
I'm phenomenal.
Hi, Rohan.
Brian's in there, too.
Hi.
Hey, yeah. Brian. How you doing?
I feel like we're floating in a dream together. I don't know. This song is very ethereal.
So, Rohan, if you try to fail but end up succeeding, what did you actually do?
Sorry, what was that?
If you try to fail but end up succeeding, what did you actually do?
Task completed, task failed successfully. There we go.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
Good answer.
If you clean a vacuum, do you become a vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
What does water taste like?
This is really hard to answer without swearing.
I'm going to read this one.
No, I don't think you should read that one.
I can read that one on air.
Okay.
Why don't ribbed condoms taste like ribs?
That's such a good question.
Wait, repeat that again?
Why don't ribbed condoms taste like ribs?
Did you say condoms?
I did.
Do you want us to read the question again?
Yeah, why don't you give it a go?
Okay, why don't ribbed condoms taste like ribs? You know, like ribs that you eat.
Yes. And did you say condom?
Yeah, I did.
We both did, in fact. Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you?
Brian, would you like to answer that question instead?
No, I don't think... No, we're asking you questions here.
Yeah, we ask the questions here.
I think you're more qualified to answer that question than I am.
If I hit myself and it hurts, am I weak or strong?
Oh. Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who put the alphabet in alphabetical order? Can you daydream at night?
Oh.
No.
If someone dies in a living room, is it still a living room?
Yes. No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
That's a tough one.
Oh.
If you're in a competition with yourself, do you come in first or last?
I'm guessing I can't make a racial stereotype here, too.
No, I think that's against the rules.
I don't even know where you would go with that one.
I'm Asian, so.
Okay. actions speak louder than words, but speaking is also an action.
Oh, I'll be right back. I got a giant spider I need to kill.
No, take it outside. Catch it with a cup.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too late.
Oh. Was it a big one?
Was its name Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm going after Wilbur next.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no, Wilbur.
We went to a diner, and I had an omelet called the Wilbur. It had pork and bacon.
Yeah.
And
no.
Yeah.
No.
And yeah, it was really good.
It was a good omelet.
You can't call it the Wilbur. Like, what? It's like how when you're in volleyball, you can't call a move the Wilson special.
Oh. Oh, poor Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
Have you seen Castaway? Oh no, Max hasn't seen Castaway. He doesn't understand your joke, Rohan. See, only I get it.
What is Castaway?
Oh my goodness, it's a wonderful Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, nice.
Where
he
gets stranded on an
island.
What?
No, I know who he is. I don't think I've seen many of his movies though. I think we've talked about this.
You need to watch The Terminal and Castaway.
Okay.
Sully is good too.
Both travel movies, the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sully, he's an airplane pilot.
Oh, wow.
So he's traveling in that as well.
Look, long story short, if you see Tom Hanks on a plane or any mode of transportation, run.
Get the heck out of there. Rohan, what do teeth taste like?
What do teeth taste like?
Teeth? Yeah. They're in your mouth all the time.
Well, depending on if you clean them or not, dinner.
That's fair, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Is your gingerbread man made of house, or is his house made of flesh?
Flesh.
Ew.
Yeah. Ooh, do you think pets name their owners?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. I buy that. Is there time or just movement? That's a silly question, but it does remind me of the question, are children small or just really far away?
Huh?
I'm convinced that children are just far away.
Yeah, me too.
They're just really far away.
Yeah.
You know, technically they're really far away from where you are.
Yeah.
In some sense.
Oh my goodness, well, you're so right.
I mean, even when they're close, they're not small. They're just far away in the fourth dimension.
Oh.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
Here's one from the wall. It's here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Cereal, soup or salad?
There's more liquid.
Soup.
I would agree. It's a salad. It's definitely a salad because, listen, If you have, you can have chicken soup and take everything out except for the stock, and it's still chicken soup. Whereas if you have cereal...
No, it's just a bowl of chicken.
Oh, sorry, no, if you have just the stock, if you have just the
okay,
liquid,
wait, no,
if you have
no,
just...
Wouldn't that technically make it a pasta then? Because you add in this, as much of the sauce as you want to a pasta, and it's still a pasta.
No, that's definitely a salad.
And it's a pasta still.
Pasta's a salad. Easy.
Yeah, and technically it's like carbs and like a sauce.
Yeah, exactly. It's milk sauce. Yeah, because if you have milk by itself, that's
exactly.
Not cereal.
Milk sauce. Yeah, there we go. Cereal is a pasta.
Oh, Rohan, yeah. Quick question. Are you a milk drinker?
Do you partake?
Like straight up milk?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, do you
no,
just drink I'll, a glass I'll, of milk?
Straight from the teat.
I will not drink a glass of milk.
Nope. Oh, that's great. Neither will I.
I'll drink a glass of hot chocolate.
Nice. Me too.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's an awful question. Don't ask that.
A hot dog is a taco, sir.
Yeah. What color... What does color taste like?
Well, if we're gonna get technical.
Yeah?
If we're gonna get technical, then color is just light reflecting off of something. So technically, isn't it gonna taste like burning because light is thermal energy?
Well, everything's energy. I mean, everything that you eat, pretty much, it has calories. Except for celery. Celery has negative calories.
Does color have calories?
Orange does. Oranges do. Did you know that oranges were originally called noranges? It's from Spanish.
Norange.
Well, it's from, you know,
Norange.
You took Spanish, right?
In middle school.
How would you say orange in Spanish?
Aranja? Is that how you say it?
Is it naranja?
Oh.
With an N at the beginning? Because that came...
I don't know.
I think it is.
Maybe.
Yeah. That came from Arabic through Africa, went up into Spain with the Moors, and then when it got to England, they were like, an orange, or an orange, an orange, an orange, an orange.
Mm,
and
okay.
that's how we got an orange from Norange, because Norange does sound funny. And
yes.
Who would want to say an orange? That's so silly. One last question for you. This is an easy one. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg.
I would like to say that it was the rooster.
That's a good one.
Thank you for letting us ask you weird questions.
Thanks, Rohan.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been fun. Have a good night. And do you have any song requests?
Ooh.
If nothing comes to mind, you can shoot us a text.
Yeah.
I will shoot you guys a text.
Beautiful. Coming up.
I have that privilege.
Sounds good. Coming up next, we're going to have a song by the Beatles. Thank you for calling in, Rohan. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
All right. That was fun.
It was fun.
I used to do that more when I used to emphasize, this is Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, and it's full of music that I recommend highly for all of you out there. If you want more questions like that, you can look up Best High Questions. Anyway, here's the Beatles.
Have lost the way. that's my bed, I know. I'd really like to go. Soon will be the break of day. Sitting here in Blue Jay Way. Please don't be thank you. Thank you.
have my number. Well, why don't you guide me? You be the driver.
Say what you want and leave your shiny's home. And you should do what you want and write a little poem. Leave it for her and live another day. And you should leave it for her, the girl around the way.
Tell your friends there's more to you than this. Just a simple dude with an ordinary mind. I want you in your body, hold it next to mine. 'Cause everything you do is a new sensation. Your lips, I've been feeling lonely. Your touch, my touch, I feel the rush.
PSA.
No matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by National Highway Traffic Administration and the Ad Council.
Well done.
Thanks, that was hard to read.
It can be hard to read. It can also be hard to hold things.
Yeah, I'm really bad at holding stuff.
Yeah. Luckily, not bad at holding a conversation.
Oh.
Good work.
Thank you.
Yes, being on the radio for the first time can make that difficult.
Yeah. It also makes reading really hard.
it does that even after the first time. Yeah. That last song was Tokyo Police Club with Simple Dude. Before that...
it was... Wait.
Is it zoomed in enough?
Yeah. It zoomed in
Oh,
enough.
Wow. That's really...
this one. Your Cover is Blown by Belle and Sebastian.
Before that was White Town by... Or White Town with Your Woman.
And then before that was Lifelong Sun by Men I Trust.
And before that was Mother Nature's Son by Griffin, which is a cover of a Beatles song. And The Beatles with Blue Jay Way was the song played right before that. Is it weird to play a Beatles song followed immediately by a Beatles cover?
Yeah, kind of. No. No, it's completely normal.
Yeah, Max, it's freaking weird. What are you doing? What, have you been... How long have you been a DJ? Jeez. Yeah, but I decided to do it anyway. And I really like that version. They made it... I think you put it well when you said that it was like kind of Ren Faire-y.
Yeah, a lot of bells.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And like a lute sound.
Yeah.
We talked about lutes earlier.
Lutes.
Yeah.
Lutes are good.
I bet that in both cases it wasn't a lute. I bet it was some other stringed instrument.
We're just going to call it a lute.
Yeah. It's not a real instrument. It's just a vibe.
Yeah. Lute vibes.
Yeah. Everything's just a... Ooh. I bet Rohan's still listening. So, particles or waves?
Particle. What about them?
Like
what is
string,
light?
String theory. Yeah.
What's light?
Light. Particles or waves?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What does light taste like? I don't know.
Mm.
Mm. This is Mellow Max and Just Brianne, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a couple more songs for you, and then... And then, it's On the Town with Mikey D. All local Boston music, and then a live act. So, stick around after my show, perhaps.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a landmark of WMFO programming.
Yes.
I've been here forever.
Yeah, since the 80s.
Yes, that's what I've been told. And coming up next is... The Backstreet Lovers with Kilby Girl. Oh, no, that's wrong. That's the next one. That's going to be a surprise. Anyway, coming up next is Midnight Movies. See, that's why I hate pre-announcing things. It gets messy.
Mm.
Anyway, Midnight Movies with Blue Babies.
throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do. She was 19.